You're listening to SBS News.
While Australians voted in the 2017 postal plebiscite on legalising same-sex marriage, teenagers were also being asked to give their views on religious freedoms and diverse sexual identities. More than 1,200 students aged between 13 and 18 were interviewed over a three-month period before and after the postal plebiscite. Researchers at the Australian National University, Deakin University and Monash University conducted the phone interviews. ANU sociology professor Mary Lou Rasmussen says the results are surprising.
So I think that they're much more diverse in their perspectives. They're not like holding firm lines with regards to, how their different beliefs should line up. A position about inclusion on LGBT issues didn't necessarily mean a rejection of religion either.
84% of the participants said they believed students should be allowed to openly express their sexual or gender identities, and 80% thought sex education should include information relevant for LGBTIQ people. The majority of students surveyed also rejected religious exemptions. As a researcher in the field for 17 years, Professor Rasmussen says the emphatic rejection is significant.
I'm seeing a real sea change at this moment. Like, I've been researching in this field for a long time, and like for a long time I've thought that the status quo seemed to be something that there was a lot of consensus across generations. With the young generation of people, I see absolutely disbelief that these exemptions could exist. And I think that that's actually not just among the younger generation now, but it's actually more broadly in Australia post marriage equality and post the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse.
A leaked government-ordered review of religious freedoms last week reignited debate over whether religious schools should have the right to expel students or hire and fire staff based on their sexuality. A survey participant named Jennifer, who identified as spiritual but not religious, said anti-discrimination laws made no exceptions for age or race, and there should be no exemptions for religious schools.
Not hiring someone because of the way they are or like their religious beliefs or stuff like that, I don't think that's something that should be allowed. You're not allowed to discriminate against people's age or race or anything, so I don't think it should be any different with religion or sexuality.
A participant named Taylor, identifying as a seeker, said firing a teacher based on his or her homosexuality is wrong.
People can still have religious freedom, and you can still believe being gay is wrong, but you shouldn't be able to fire someone only on the basis that they are gay.
However, not all survey participants opposed religious exemptions. A participant named Gemma, who attended a Catholic school where a teacher was fired after revealing being homosexual, said she personally supports LGBTIQ issues being taught at schools, but understands the importance of consistency in religious teachings. And when it came to generational differences, a participant named Madison, a committed Christian, said the divergence in views is notable.
I think that it's hard to put an umbrella over a whole group of Christians, but I would say that for most of the religions these days, they're all run by older generations, baby boomers, those sorts of people. And in general, that generation is much more intolerant of sexual diversity than our generation. I think that as our generation shifts over to be the ones in charge, the perspective will change. But obviously, in any extreme religions, they're always going to believe what they've believed from the very start.
Professor Rasmussen says it is important the views of students are included in the national debate on religious freedoms.
And I think that young people are really leading the national conversation, and that's why it's so important to listen to them. And also, they're the ones that are in schools. Like, they're the ones who, you know, have to turn up each day. And they're the ones who are really telling us very loudly that they do not want these sorts of things, regardless of what their worldviews are. So I think that it's really important that we listen to them now and we don't dictate to them, but learn from them in trying to think about what sort of approach we should take in the future.
The national survey was supported by $300,000 in funding from the Australian Research Council. The full findings are expected to be released at the end of the year. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.